opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Touchdown of Allen Robinson's career.
You hear the music. You know what that means. It does not mean that Allen Robinson is coming here to take the North, because he's not on the Bears anymore. That was a long time ago. What it means is the Take the North podcast has come to the 1 o'clock hour of Raheemian Harris, Mark Grody, in for Layla, and now taking command because he recently had Allen Robinson on the Take the North podcast along with Dan Wiederer, and he's here to give us the best of Allen Robinson as it applies to the 2025 Chicago Bears and their new head coach, Ben Johnson, who happens to be Allen Robinson's old head coach. Or not coach, but offensive coordinator.
He was the offensive coordinator last year. Yes, he's still Allen Robinson. If you lost track of him a little bit since his days with the Bears, which were from 2018 through 2021, he played for the Rams, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then, as Marshall Harris correctly said, played for the Detroit Lions last year, played in 12 games, just 3 catches for 30 yards. But he was around Ben Johnson a lot, so got to take it in. And so Dan and I had a long, like a 45-50 minute discussion with Allen Robinson, and I'm going to play some cuts for you. So this is a Take the North Bears hit.
That's two words.
I think we are in the two word formation for the Bears. I think that's safe.
No real reason to go until we have like actual action on the field.
No reason to go negative for the sake of going negative. So we will keep this at two words for the Chicago Bears. But yes, he played with Detroit last year and was around Ben Johnson a ton. And so let's just start with Allen Robinson on Ben Johnson's accountability.
Ben is one of those coaches where he's very detailed. He's going to hold the players accountable. You know, and I think when it starts as far as creating a culture, I think that's where it starts. You know, so Ben's definitely going to start with creating a great foundation. And again, as we see any really good team or any really good franchise, you know, when it comes to how they can build and where they need to start, it's the foundation of it. And I think that just seeing some interviews throughout OTAs and seeing him speak about players' availability, you know, that was a huge thing that I think that he kind of instills into his players. You know, it's not just about creating the trust between coaches and players, but more so player to player. You know, and I think playing in Detroit with Ben Johnson, that was something that helped us out a tremendous amount. Was as far as my time being there was so much accountability from player to player. You know, when you looked across from you, you knew that you could trust the guy to do his job.
Can you do us a favor just to build on that really quick? Because accountability was a word that was said a lot around House Hall last year, and there was a lack of it, obviously, that led to the Bears losing 10 consecutive games and players really crying out for more accountability. As somebody that spent so much time in the league, how do you define it? How do you know what accountability is, and how do you define it as a player?
Yeah, you know, I think it's guys being accountable for what their job and what their task and role is. I think that being in Detroit, our roles were very defined, and being able to, when it comes to being accountable, is if it was my job to block the safety, no matter where that safety was at, I knew going into the play it's my job to get there. So I had to make sure that I was in a proper split. I had to make sure that I was doing everything necessary to get the job done. And the expectation was for me to get my job done. And if that wasn't done, then I would be called out about that. And again, I think when it comes to accountability, that means that everybody is held to the same standard. If this is what we're asking from one person, that's what we're asking from everybody. And everybody has to hold that bar as far as what their job and what their role is, play in and play out.
Man, he's speaking a language that the Bears were desperately in need of last year. You needn't go much further than two things that were said: accountability, player to player, which the Bears were screaming for last year in practices towards the end of the season. Remember Cole Kmet getting up there at the lectern and talking to us and just telling us things were not right in practice. And then the other big part too, and there's a lot in there, but the fact that they were called out, man. Allen Robinson, been in the league since 2014, and he's talking about how, hey, man, you best fall in line on this team, whether it is Ben, and it is Ben Johnson that he's talking about in this case, and furthermore, Dan Campbell, the head coach, and all the coaches that were on that team, many of whom are on the Bears now, but player to player and calling guys out, man, didn't that hit you as well?
So when he's saying player to player, I mean, that sounds like there has to be a couple of different levels of accountability, right? Coming from the coaching staff on down, but also looking to your left, looking to your right. Are we all on the same page here? Is everybody doing specifically, because you know how football works. One of the intricacies and the beautiful things about the game of football is if one person doesn't do their job, the whole play can be shot. It could be a negative. If one person doesn't do their job, it's got to be 11 people working in unison, whether it's a running play, a passing play, defense, special teams. Everyone has to be on the same page, and all it takes is one link. It's like Christmas tree lights. You know when the one bulb goes out and you're trying to find the bulb because now the whole thing doesn't work? I don't know if they still make Christmas tree lights like that, but that's how it was when I was growing up.
Oh, I remember the bulbs. Yeah,
okay, the
those
bulbs.
Big
when the,
bulbs.
You got to find the one bulb.
Yeah, I don't think they do make those anymore.
Okay, that's why I asked.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm not making fun of you at all. I don't think, but I no th- those like yes, I see exactly what you're talking about.
So I just think that Allen Robinson's talking about with a certain gruffness and frankness with which it needs to be talked about.
Yes, and that is good to know. Okay, we take that in from Allen Robinson, the ex-Chicago Bear, the Detroit Lion last year as well. He was a guest on the Take the North podcast with me and Dan Weeder. Here now is another cut from Allen Robinson on Ben Johnson's competitiveness.
To be honest, I think Ben's competitive nature is, I will put that top of the list. He's one of the most competitive coordinators that I had been around when I was in Detroit, and that's just his sheer competitiveness, drill to drill, period to period in practice. And also when it comes to game day, as far as what he's hunting, and just kind of how that competitive X and O chess match, last year between him and some of the other coordinators, that specifically stuck out to me. So that is something that's, very, very high on my list as far as, I just see Ben Johnson as a coach. Again, I mean, it's not just the X's and O's. To me, when I think of Ben Johnson, it's the competitive nature. It's the fiery, detail-oriented operation that he runs.
I'm starting to believe that about Ben Johnson, because I think every single coach that has ever walked through any football facility has been called competitive. And we've heard this about every coach that has been a Bears. He's competitive. He wants to win more than anybody. This guy wants to win ping pong games. He wants to win if you're just playing cards. And there are actually few people who you could actually associate that level of competitiveness with. But in the small sample size, we are seeing something similar to what Allen Robinson is discussing right there from Ben Johnson.
I don't know that I'm on board like you are, but you've been to House Hall a bunch of times.
Not saying I'm on board. I'm starting to see it. I want to be very clear.
But I want to know, what is it that you're starting to see as we talk about Allen Robinson joining the Take the North podcast with Mark Grody and Dan Weeder, and now we have Mark Grody kind of breaking down the things that Allen Robinson was talking to us about?
What I'm seeing, if you're asking the question, is that what he was talking about, that competitive fire, and the yelling from Ben Johnson, the stopping of the plays, the getting in guys' faces, the authority with which he speaks, not being afraid to call players out even to us when we are asking questions. And to me, that is all. So we're starting to see it. I'm not the guy yet that is sitting here completely buying in to all of the talk that's going on.
Because bananas are in tailpipes for a reason.
Bananas are in tailpipes for a reason, and those bananas have been filling Bears' tailpipes for years. Every single coach has had a banana in the tailpipe at some point in time. So I'm starting to see it, but let's see more.
I want to see more, but here's what I struggle with, Grody. And this isn't just a Bears thing. This is a sports thing. I need to see the end result to believe the process. Your process may be good and may not yield results. I understand that's how it goes. Because at the end of the day, two teams can have very good processes, but one of those teams gets to win and one of those team has to lose. That's kind of the nature of sports, right? And so when I'm trying to figure out who's good, who's bad, who's mediocre, I'm always sitting here weighing against others because it's all relative when you talk about sports. It doesn't matter if you're the best championship team of all time as long as you win the championship. You know,
right. It doesn't matter if you're 19 for 99, if you're Jeff Blum, as long as you hit a home run in game 3 of the World Series.
And you get a ring for that.
You get a ring for that and celebrity for the rest of your life in certain pockets.
You get to come back 20 years later and celebrate July 11th through the 13th at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Exactly.
And so now I'm trying to weigh all the things I'm hearing from Ben Johnson's former players because I'm sure, well, Matty Berflus might be the exception because we had a lot of former players railing on him.
Right.
What's that?
I'm sure that players, former assistant coaches, people he's worked with have great things to say about Ben Johnson. I think I'm at the point where, while it's encouraging to hear Allen Robinson talk about positive things, mm-hmm. I need to see it.
I know, man. It's all talk right now. It really is. And this is something I think we're talking about off the air, too. Like, yeah, we're in that period right now that where the NFL is on break. Everybody's recess time. It's like, here we really, it's time to see something.
At the same time, I appreciate all the insight that Allen Robinson is giving you on Take the North.
But I know what it is too. Like, I understand that these are words, but I think it sort of sets the base. Like, we all have to hear the words and parse them and decide if they do sound at least different in tone from the previous coaches and if this system sounds better. But I'll leave that up to people. Allen Robinson now on Ben Johnson's mentality as a play caller.
Ben Johnson has that we do what we want, not what you allow type of mentality when it comes to offense. You know, like I said before, from a player standpoint, you love that. You know, when you have a coach that has that amount of trust in the players, what he's calling, and just you feel that he has always had such a good grasp on the game. You know, like I said before, for me, it was such a unique thing that I had been around because it was, you know, from play to play. Again, we weren't just hunting, you know, a yard here or a blade of grass. It never seemed like that. You know, what we were hunting and the looks that we were hunting, even in the run game, you know, we had 70-yard touchdown runs, you know, which a lot of times, you know, is very much unheard of.
So hearing that, Mark, my favorite part of this podcast was that when he talks about, because how often do we hear coaches talk about, you know, we took what they gave us. We took what they gave
Screw
us.
Screw that.
He said, what?
Let's get greedy. He said, I don't want to mess it up.
Well, he said,
what were the exact words?
We're not going to do what they want us to do. We're going to do what we want to
right.
do.
Right. Allow, I think, was
yeah,
the
allow.
Word allow.
What they're going to allow us to do.
Yeah.
He's coming through like Debo and snatching chains. I like that attitude.
He is
always
like Ben Johnson, low-key cocky.
This is Allen Robinson on the Take the North podcast, which you guys recorded last week and is out now on Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Mark Grody, Dan Wiederer. And he's telling us, giving us some insight into the type of attitude that Ben Johnson is giving and will hopefully give the Bears after his success in Detroit.
So, yeah, so that's all just really good intel. And you're right to have that be the your favorite part of the podcast, because that is the part. Like, we want to see this guy call great plays and have great game plans for the Chicago Bears like he had with Detroit. At the end of the day, none of the other stuff really matters in terms of how he gets in guys' faces and, you know.
Coach gets in guys' faces.
Yes, and culture is important, of course. And that leads typically to winning, but that's the part, man. He is being paid what he's being paid. He was sought after the way he was sought after because of his abilities to call games at the NFL level and to do it at a super high level, obviously.
As someone who has watched literally every play call that Ben Johnson has done in his career, if you're a Bears fan, what you should be extremely excited for is what DJ Moore is going to do, what DeAndre Swift is even going to do, what Rome Odunze is going to do, because what Ben Johnson does is he makes all of the strengths of your offensive weapons come out and shine. And that is what I'm like, as someone who is a Lions fan, I'm a little bit scared of that, because to see DJ Moore play that Amon-Ra type of role, or to have Rome or Luther Burden be that Jameson Williams type, that's a little scary. Like, you should be excited about what Ben Johnson can pull out of this offense.
Yeah, and we'll see what he can do with DeAndre Swift again, I suppose. But yeah, man, I mean, he's rubbing his hands together. He's like, what can I get out of Colston Loveland?
Maniacally?
I mean,
like a mad scientist?
Kind of, yeah. I do feel like, because, you know, he takes his little shots at Green Bay and Matt LaFleur, and that he enjoys beating
them. We'll see
them
on the back end if that's wise to do.
So I'm saying, man, this is a confident head coach. He's got that Boy Scout look about him, but Ben Johnson, yeah.
Do you think he looks like a Boy Scout?
A little bit.
He does have Eagle Scout vibe. Yeah. I was a Boy Scout, so he has that vibe.
Yeah.
Eagle Scout vibes.
Yeah, he's like, you know,
Eagle Scout vibes.
Kind of a clean-cut guy, you know. It kind of has that vibe.
As long as he's running clean offense with fewer penalties than what I've been seeing, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Do we have time for the last cut here, Bob? Okay. So I had to. We had to dig a little bit with Allen Robinson on, because, like, Allen Robinson had two great years with the Bears, 19 and 20. Were fantastic seasons by any measure in the NFL. His first year was a little, I mean, I think he played 12 games, got like 800 yards, something like that. And then he fizzled out. He really fizzled out with the Bears. Did not have good chemistry with Justin Fields. But we go back to 2018 and Mitch Trubisky, and those two guys, very tight, very close friends, did have a good chemistry. It obviously fizzled out for Mitch Trubisky, and I still have questions about that era. And here is one of the answers from Allen Robinson on Mitch Trubisky and what happened and what maybe should have happened.
I also think that, you know, if we had Trubisky for another year, you know, I think that we could have done a little bit better. Mm-hmm. You know, I think for us, we were right there kind of on the cusp of being, you know, right there as far as the average team being 8-8, you know, those last couple seasons that we had with Mitchell. But I think something that continued to grow, and when you look at, you know, different offenses across the league, was, you know, it was the chemistry between player to player, you know, which I think that if you do have that, you know, I think that you have a lot of room to still grow. You know, even though that we weren't able to, you know, hit certain heights as far as the offense, I think that the chemistry between me and Mitchell was high, you know, between Mitchell and Tariq was high, you know, between Mitchell and Anthony Miller was high. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it was just a few different things that we needed to improve and get better. You know, I think that us improving the run game, you know, and constantly doing that would have helped as well. You know, I think that we kind of, you know, we had a little bit of a change of scheme from year one to like year three or so. But, you know, I think for us, if we had a maybe, you know, I think one more year, I think would have helped us out.
Yeah, so that's interesting. One more year with Trubisky, and it's not in the cut, and you could listen to the entire podcast if you would like. Take the North, find it wherever your podcasts are. But basically, just to sum it up, and you should go listen to the rest of the podcast, what happened with Justin Fields, to paraphrase what Allen Robinson told us, was that basically they just didn't have the personnel they thought to fit Justin Fields, and there wasn't a chemistry with Allen Robinson and Justin Fields. So I just, like, that whole thing really interests me as a little spot in Bears history.
So basically with Mitchell Trubisky, they ran out of time. That's his.
They did, and look, I don't think, I disagree with Allen Robinson. Like, you couldn't give him another year. Like, he was already benched and fighting for a job with Nick Foles at the beginning of that training camp, a competition which he won, incidentally, and then Matt Nagy couldn't wait to get Nick Foles in, I believe, was it week 4 or 5 in Atlanta, where Foles just was flinging it down the field. But yeah, I am always interested in the year 2018 for many reasons.
You know who is getting more time?
And after.
Those Chicago Bulls. They've got all the time in the world. We're going to get Cody Westerlin.
Oh, one word, by the way.
Our guy.
Bulls hit.
We're going to get Cody Westerlin to weigh in on where the Bulls are now after the completion of the NBA draft. That's coming up next on Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody, and for Layla on 670 The Score.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Raheem and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cody Westerlund with The Score. I think you got 12 players under contract. If you re-sign Giddey, I think that's 13. So with that kind of as the basis, just how much roster turnover do you guys expect to have this offseason?
We'll continue to look at different options, whether that's trades, free agency next week or in a couple weeks. And, you know, we'll continue to tinker with the roster.
So, yeah, that was Cody Westerlund taking Mark Eversley to task, or just asking a question in a press conference after the Bulls got their guy in the first round, the Frenchman, if you will, Noah Essengay. For more on that, let's head out to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, where Cody Westerlund, the Bulls reporter and editor at 670thescore.com, joins us, circalasvegas.com. Cody, how are you on this Friday with the draft all wrapped up and the Bulls making not very many moves?
I'm doing well. You know, if that was taking a Bulls executive to task, everything is taking them to task. There's been a lot of confrontations through the years. I didn't feel like it was too confrontational the other night on that. But like you said, they've added a couple players here in the past few days in the NBA draft. And like you said, Marshall, what we're waiting on is, will the Bulls make trades of significance as the start of NBA free agency looms on Monday evening? Certainly, they could have made trades on draft night. And when I say that in the general sense of it's a big night to make trades in the NBA. They didn't do it yet. The next marker on the calendar here is when free agency gets started. And we'll see if they have roster turnover and churn in that sense, because as the question and lead-in suggested, this is a team with a roster that currently looks a lot like last year and needs to have trades if it's going to look significantly different.
How confident are you that they are good to go and that they feel like the guys on their roster in a weakened Eastern Conference can make some type of push into the top six of the NBA standings next season? Because that is my fear, especially after listening to Mark Eversley when he joined Mullion Hall a day after the draft.
Yeah, I don't put as much stock. I heard you talking about that. I felt like those comments when, for example, he said, you know, Vooch is under contract, he's in the picture for next year. And generally speaking, talking about all their guards they have, you know, Kobe, Lonzo, Io, all these guys under contract. I felt like that was probably Eversley filling air more than it was him putting his hand on the Bible under oath saying Vooch will be on the team next year. Because look, they had trade talks the other night. Joe Calley, the Sun-Times, reported they had talks on Kobe White, Lonzo Ball, Ayo Dosunmu's been in trade rumors before, Vooch back the last deadline and even before. Like, they want to make trades. They just aren't good at making trades. And I think sometimes they get gun shy and they don't know what they want, or they lock in on one guy, or they haven't got the guy that they want to be available for them. So to me, it's not a question of do they want to turn over the roster. It's just a question of will they find the deal to do it. And we can debate what type of trades would represent real significant change and stuff. But I think they'll make a trade of some sort. But if it's just Vooch leaving, I don't know how different the team's really going to look.
Trade of some sort. Marshall, you just look defeated right now.
Or say, like, if it's just Lonzo leaving, like, that's not changing the team
Of course not.
significantly.
Of course not. Of course not. I guess the only. So what can change the team now is you have to expect the unexpected. Modest Bouzelis taking the next step in his development. If you looked at last year as a positive, let me get through this, Marshall, for crying out loud over there. If Kobe White can takes the next step, if God forbid Josh Giddey, when he gets his $30 million a year, if he takes another step. Which brings me, Cody, to Noah Essengay. What
Yep.
impact do you think he can make on the team this year?
I would say very little at the start. I would not expect a big role for him. Look, he's 18, 18 and a half years old, coming over from France to a new country for the first time. He is not as far along in the process as Modest Bouzelis was from a talent perspective, or just from a perspective of being comfortable with just, you know, the cultural life, personal life, being comfortable in the environment in the same way that Bouzelis was. And you know, Bulls fans know really well, Modest didn't have a big role early in the season.
Right.
Bulls fans were mad about that a lot of the time. Had a much bigger role in the final third or half of the season. So I wouldn't expect Essengay to have a big role on opening night. Like, are you asking me, like,
Like,
could he
will
be the
you have
11th man and run out there and have a layup or dunk in
Okay.
transition in a 6 minute stint? Sure.
So could he have, like, in terms of playing time, could it be comparable to what they did do with Modest Bouzelis last year,
Yep.
or is he going to be even farther behind?
I mean, Mark Eversley already said, like, he'll have to earn his minutes. That's the exact same refrain that Billy Donovan had last year for Modest Bouzelis early in the season. There were times where Bouzelis went out there and he played 2 minutes in a game and got yanked and got sent back to the bench because of a defensive miscue,
Okay,
right? Like, that was the mindset in the first half of the season. Some of that changed after the deadline when they traded Zach LaVine, obviously, to the Kings, and the roster had a different outlook. But even before that, Modest had started taking on a little bit bigger of a role. So I don't expect a lot from him early. I don't. Now, if you're flipping the question around, when the season ends and the Bulls are probably inevitably in the play-in mix or something, got eliminated in that first game again, will we have a series of Noah highlights dunking in the last month of the season? Sure, I could see that. I could see the optimism by the end of the year, but I don't want anyone to think like you're going to look at that box score on opening night and see 15-7 from this guy or anything.
Cody Westerlund, Bulls reporter and editor at 670thescore.com, joining Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody, along with me, Marshall Harris, talking to you about the Bulls and what's next for them. So the free agency starts. We know we are in the sign and trade era because of the second apron and teams just massively not wanting to deal with luxury tax and all of the ramifications of going above and beyond from a dollars and cents standpoint. But forget about dollars and cents as in C-E-N-T-S. Think about dollars and cents as in S-E-N-S-E. Cody, if the Bulls do just run this back, it is going to be so frustratingly disappointing. And when I say run it back, I mean if they are to just trade Lonzo Ball or even move Vooch and don't get another big incoming piece like a Jonathan Kuminga. But that's where it's looking like it's leaning towards. How frustrated should Bulls fans be? And is there anything to kind of push this front office to do something radical?
I don't think there's anything to push the front office to do anything radical because they just got contract extensions, which suggests Michael Reinsdorf is comfortable with what they've been selling and pitching to him in whatever internal conversations they have. So the onus to do something really just falls to me onto AK and how he feels. And I find it interesting you bring up Kuminga because to me, Kuminga would be the one that actually represents change. Like a new starting player who could be your leading scorer would be a big deal. So to me, that would be radical even if you only had a couple roster spots turned over. And make no mistake, Jonathan Kuminga wants to go somewhere where he can be a featured player and score 20 to 25 points a game and have the ball in his hands. So if you decide in Chicago that's what's best for you, and we can argue that, that would be a significant change. And I'd be interested in seeing that, but it would all come back to the price, right? Like everything in all of these discussions, if you're giving up Kobe White to get him, no, I don't agree with that. I don't think that's a good return for Kobe White. If you're just getting him to get off a contract like Vooch or matching salary, guys who don't project to be part of your future or couldn't get a couple first-round picks back in a trade of their own, I'm absolutely sold on taking a flyer, not even a flyer, but just a talent like Jonathan Kuminga and seeing what you can do. And I think some of these things, too, the Bulls should be viewing it through the standpoint of, in a hypothetical contract for Kuminga or these other players, if they can come in and run up and down the floor with Josh Giddey and score a bunch of points and up their value, you can flip these guys in another year or two as well. If you want to take the one optimistic viewpoint of the front office that hasn't accomplished hardly anything, getting contract extensions, it's that they can view it through that sense of what's best for the long term. And in general, unless you are on the cusp of championship contention, which the Bulls aren't, you should be making moves in the long-term vision and picture, in my opinion. So that would be, I guess, the one sliver of optimism if you're looking at the front office again that has been rightfully criticized for a lot of things, still ending up and getting contract extensions.
You'll have to excuse me, Cody, if I'm not as optimistic as other people out there. Although I don't know where the optimism lies with most Bulls fans at this point, seeing what they've seen in mediocrity.
Just modest.
Just modest. That's fair. I have two things, Cody, just two, one and two, that have to be done for me to even believe that in being optimistic. One is that Josh Giddey does not sign with the Bulls on some $30 million a year deal without first signing an offer sheet elsewhere. The other is that Vooch gets moved for assets and the end of his contract just doesn't play out where he walks away, as other players have done in recent years for the Bulls. Do you object to either of those?
No. One of them is far more likely than the other, and that's the latter case of the Bulls trading Vooch for some price, smaller return, like you said, a second-round pick, something like that. Josh Giddey, you got to keep in mind, Marshall, I get your point, But the Nets are really the only team with a lot of cap space. And there aren't, it's not like there's a lot of offer sheets signed every year. It's not like nine guys go out and sign offer sheets and then some leave and some go back to the old teams. Like, it's usually like one or two guys maybe have an offer sheet and then someone matches in the NBA offseason. So it's just not like a huge practice that happens all the time. So I would imagine, if I had to guess, sure, he could get an offer sheet, maybe, but more likely is that they just reach an agreement on their own accord in negotiating. Marshall, I have a trivia question for you that pertains to this. Are you ready for it?
Probably not, but go ahead.
Okay, so Josh Giddey going to be the Bulls' starting point guard next year unless negotiations really break down. You've thrown out $30 million as a number. A lot of everyone in the NBA has kind of thrown that out. What is the average salary for a starting point guard in the NBA heading into next season? So starters, so these guys that make minimum money don't count in this calculation. The starting point guard's locked in. Like, what's the average one get in the NBA with all the salaries? The
I'm
going to
guess it's $30 million.
$38 million, actually. So that's according to Bobby Marks of ESPN, who did an incredible write-up, obviously, in the NBA offseason. And so the Bulls, like, that's how I'm saying that to suggest, like, how these front offices envision these things. $30 million is a ton of money. It is not the same $30 million it was even a few years ago in the NBA as the salary cap continues to skyrocket. So I think a $25 million per year contract for Josh Giddey would put them in a much better situation.
Yes.
Much better, especially in this era of second apron, first apron, and just this onerous CBA. There's no doubt these matter more than ever. Where will it end up? I don't know. I would probably applaud them for $25 million a year for Josh Giddey, and I would expect around $30 million a year for Josh Giddey would be my guess. But, like, they're going to view it, and they'll be like, yeah, we got a guy who's even under average NBA point guard salary, and he's just in the beginning of his prime. Like, that's how they'll think about it.
Yes, with under average results as far as team-wise, knowing that he can't be the best, second best, or third best player on an NBA championship team. Cody, we appreciate you stopping by, as always. You can check him out over on Twitter, Cody Westerlund. That's CodyWesterlund. Thanks so much, Cody.
Yep, you guys take care.
See you, buddy.
All right, we're going to play a game, Mark. Would you like to play a game? Shall we play a game?
I'm in.
Buy it or BS, we're going to listen to legendary NFL quarterback and Fox Sports analyst Tom Brady explain how he will hold the NFL accountable as a broadcaster, even though he's also a partial team owner.
Do you want to play a game?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Price is Wrong. No, wait, that's different. This is Rahimi and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla here on this beautiful Friday. I say beautiful, even though it's kind of cloudy outside, because it's not humid as all get out. So I enjoyed our walk here today, Mark. Did you enjoy your walk?
I did, yeah.
Are we walking together after the show?
Actually, I can't because
you got places to be.
We were recording the Take the North podcast today. So that's a good reminder for later on today. You will hear a fresh episode of Take the North.
In the meantime, I'll be watching The Price is Right by myself as I walk home then.
Sorry.
And we can play a game together right now, though. How about that?
I'm in.
Okay.
Tell me more. Say more.
The name of the game is Buy It or BS. Tom Brady was a guest during a live episode of The Shop at Fanatics Fest. Let's listen to this portion of Brady's conversation with hosts Paul Rivera and Maverick Carter.
Tom, you still get calls from quarterbacks in the league now? You still help out?
Yeah, all the time. Coaches, owners, general managers, quarterbacks, receivers. So, yeah, I feel like I have a great relationship with everybody. And, again, it's like, how do we keep elevating sport? And you obviously feel that way about basketball, and you're trying to help streamers and – you know, I want to continue to see football get better and better. And I think when good thing about being on TV, I get to broadcast the games on Sunday, is like I get to, you know, I get a great voice when I don't see it being done the right way, you know, and guys not playing the right way and coaches not calling the right things. And it's a fun thing to be able to do, because I think we all want to see everything continue to get better and deliver the product of football, the games getting better, the better decision making. And guys playing longer, less injuries. And I just think if you can do that, it'll continue to get better and better.
So here's the question. Mark Grody, are you buying what Brady said there, the GOAT, about the way he claims he will call things out if they're, quote unquote, done the right way while he's in the Fox booth? Are you buying that?
Well, I like that he knows that that's the way it's supposed to be done. Like, he understands that. Like, that's really comforting for me. But he hasn't really mastered that yet, and I didn't expect him to necessarily master that in the first year. So I'm half buying it, because he's acknowledging that that's the way it's supposed to be done, which says to me that's where he wants to go.
Okay.
That's the place that he wants to get.
So you believe him, basically. You believe his intent.
Yeah, I guess I do. Yeah, I do. It's Tom damn Brady, man. Like, to think that he can't get way better and to follow through with stuff like that and really just own being a broadcaster, which I can imagine for a player like him was probably pretty difficult when you have players on both sides wanting to hear nothing but shine from the GOAT, who they all look forward to and meet with before the game. So, yeah, I guess if you're pinning me down, I buy it. Yeah.
Okay, I don't buy it.
Okay.
I buy his intent. But I don't think he'll be able to pull it off, because the bias is already there. He's now a team owner for the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
And he's looking at everything through.
Yeah.
Just as competitive he is as wanting to be a great broadcaster, he's also competitive in wanting to be a great ownership guy. And I think that is going to supersede the broadcasting part, even if it's unintentionally, even if it's subconsciously. Because bias is real.
Yeah.
Implicit bias is real.
Right. Right. Unfortunately, you're probably right, and he may not know it at times. I guess just hope that the other times, when he's not feeling that conflict of interest, he's honest.
I feel like this is a good time, because it's probably the last time, to pay off something that we teased earlier in the show.
Please do.
Even though it's not Tom Brady related, although it might be GOAT related, because it might be the greatest baseball team the Cubs have ever put together if things go right this season.
Oh my God.
But looking back at this last season, when they were down 0-2, and everybody acted like, not everybody, a lot of people acted like things were falling apart. They win the last two games. I wanted to talk about the biggest positive and the biggest negative from that series, coming away with a 2-2 split. Biggest positive for me, very simple. It's the bullpen. 14 scoreless innings of baseball from the bullpen in that series against the Cardinals. 14 scoreless innings after the lackluster showing that we saw at Wrigley Field. Now, weather conditions are weather conditions, so they were susceptible to getting bantied about, if you will, the Cubs relief corps. Biggest negative for me? Actually, what's your biggest positive?
Biggest positive, because that's pretty good, taking the bullpen right there. Can I say an individual? Can I say, of course. Shota Imanaga?
That's a great answer.
That's the answer. Five shutout innings from Shota Imanaga.
And knowing that that's what you're expecting now every fifth day going forward, since
like,
he's healthy.
Like at least week, yes. Yes, that can be in the back. Yes, it's okay to think that based on what he did yesterday. He wasn't all out. It wasn't his greatest stuff. But yes, it definitely is going to head back in that direction.
And as far as the biggest negative, I'll let you go first. What's your biggest negative coming away with a 2-2 split?
I mean, for sure. Like, Ben Brown got his. He gives up the four home runs, and he's out of here. So that's a huge negative, that a guy that you were counting on to be on your Major League Baseball team is now on your minor league team in Ben Brown.
Who did you want to go instead of Ben Brown?
No, I'm just saying that is in itself. I'm not saying that Ben Brown shouldn't go. It is just a negative, is it not, objectively, that a guy that was on your roster who was a starter for you is no longer good enough to be on the Major League roster?
I don't think so. I think, what? Because Imanaga replaces Brown, so it's fine. That's part of the process.
Yeah, but wouldn't you have liked to think that he could have pitched well enough to stick around? Wouldn't that have been ideal to have Shota Imanaga on the roster at the same time as Ben Brown? No?
Well, I just need to know who's going. If you tell me who's going, then I can agree.
I have no idea who's going, but he could have stayed if he had pitched better. If Ben Brown had pitched better, if he had pitched better in that game, he may not have been sent down. They'll find a way.
Yeah, I think he was going to go down either way.
So that's a negative right there. And then the other negative then was Jameson Taillon. So the starting pitching in the first two games.
Well, we're about to find out what's good with Jameson Taillon and them.
What's your negative?
My big negative is starting pitching. Still needs to be fixed. Even with the addition of Shota Imanaga, they need better and more arms. Can't have enough arms.
Go get them.
Reminder, caller 6 to the score contest line, 312-540-0670. Be caller 6 right now, because you will win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler when his You're My Best Friend tour makes its stop at the United Center on October 20th. Tickets are already available at Ticketmaster.com, but be caller number 6 right now. You can get your own two tickets for free. 312-540-0670. So, look, this Houston Astros series, I'm loving it. I'm loving the idea that we get to see another measuring stick for the Cubs, and I hope it goes well.
Framber Valdez would be the day on Sunday. The Cubs go against Brandon Walter tonight, who has not made a lot of starts this year. So, for all you bettors out there, once in a while, like
you got
to
betting invest.
Yeah, I just feel like tonight's going to be a good night for the Cubs. I think Cade Horton is going to be strong. I think, I have a good feeling about tonight's game.
Also, I'm going to the Flo Rida concert tonight. Just wanted to point that out.
Whoa, club can't handle you though, from what I understand.
Yeah, they can definitely handle me because I won't be staying long. I'll be ducking out early.
So you are going?
It's part of a White Sox game. That's the only reason I'll be there. They're going to be on directly after the White Sox.
That's
game
awesome, though. How long are they going to play? Like, did they do a set?
I have no idea. I don't know the set list.
It's a late night, though. I'm just saying.
For
man.
Me, it's a very late night.
So I saw Flo Rida when I lived in D.C. He did one of those like post game shows. Went for an hour.
Okay,
an hour.
I don't think I can make it
an hour on a Friday night with Flo Rida. I don't think I can make it an hour with Flo Rida.
Also, did you guys know if you put Flo Rida together, Florida? Wow.
Whoa! Holy mackerel! So is he from Florida?
I don't think so.
These are questions that the team
He's from Montana.
of Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes can answer.
What's that, Lawrence?
We've
Lawrence
got Transition.
Yelling. Shout it out.
With
I think
Spiegel
Transition
and Holmes
is about to begin.
Coming up next here on 670 The Score.
Fair.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.